Fighters, welcome to the Contractor Fight Podcast. I am your host, Tom Reber. And today I'm flying solo to talk about a couple things. We're actually doing a fight night, I guess, October 28th, which if this releases when I think that this releases, it would be the day after this releases, this show, which should go on the 27th, I believe. Anyway, I say all that to say I'm going to talk a little bit right now about your 2022 attack plan for your business. And here we are, you know, a little more than halfway through October. Guys, time is running out. Hopefully you're stepping on the gas right now, finishing the year strong and really attacking things. But you need to start putting 2022 on your radar. I'm not going to go into detail here today. Obviously, I'm going to do that in our training that we have on Fight Night coming up. But I want to share just kind of how I approach a new year. And hopefully you'll pick up a nugget here or something that will help you have a more successful 2022. Before we get in, if you've not grabbed my new book, Winning the Contractor Fight, go to thecontractorfight.com/book, and you could order it there. You could get the book for free. You just got to pay shipping and handling, but I think it'll be a great read for you and getting some great feedback on it and just how it's helping people see things a little bit differently with their businesses. So thecontractorfight.com/book. So when I sit down and I do my business plan for the new year, it's generally about a one-page plan. There's a book out there. It was written a long time ago. There's a whole program around this. I forget who taught it or did it or whatever, but it was called the one-page business plan. And it's just keep it simple, right? I mean, I adopted it many years ago. I don't like to complicate things. In fact, one of our values in the Contractor Fight is simplify. And that's what we do. And so the first section of this is just getting clear on the foundation of our business. You know, what do we stand for? What's our mission? Those types of things. Who do we serve? Being really clear on who our ideal clients are. And we get all that information by going back, looking at the, you know, past year, just things we learned as a contractor. It's looking at what were the most profitable projects? What were the ones that we got our butt kicked on? It's a review of all our lead sources, gross profit per lead source, sales close rate, all those different things, guys, that just kind of help you get some clarity on what we really need to put our sights on going into the new year, specifically how we're going to meet the needs of our ideal clients. Okay. Then I get into a little bit, this to me, this is still the foundational stuff like the rebar and all that other stuff. We get into why or what problem, what overall problem are we trying to solve and why are we trying to solve it? I'm a really big why guy of just pulling back the layers over and over and over so that myself and everybody on the team, everyone in the company understands the true problems that we're solving for our customers, why it matters that we solve these problems. We do a lot of training on that. We do a lot of discussion in our own companies around this. And this is where we solidify our values again, okay? We just kind of go through our company values, which mine are my own personal values mostly, and we've made them our own in the company, like here on the Contractor Fight. And, you know, guys, what's funny is these values would be my values in no matter what company I owned. In fact, they're universal to me. They're things like own your crap, right? And positive peeps only, and get oxygen, play the long game, earn confidence, simplify, and a couple others. Like those are just some of our values here in the fight. And I just want to take some time to put our eyes as a team back on that. In fact, I should have told you in another couple of weeks, I'm actually getting together with my team and we're going to be going over this stuff again. And, you know, the business plan for 2022, and we're revisiting roles and all these things, just making sure that we're still on track. The goals and the big picture things that mattered to us before still matter now, because there's always a degree of flexibility in our planning, you guys. Okay. So that's like the foundational aspects. Then I kind of do a review of where our revenue is coming from, where it's going to come from in the new year. What are we going to make any adjustments to our pricing strategies? What income streams do we have as a business, right? You might have different services, offerings, maintenance plans, whatever that you have. And you just want to look at those and get clear on it. Again, it's not good enough to go, yeah, I want to do, you know, 2 million in sales. All right. Well, if you're a remodeler and you want to do 2 million sales, how much of that is bathrooms? How much of that is kitchens and so on? Get super clear on what your income streams look like and the goals for each income stream. And then I break it down into the marketing stuff. You know, back to the remodeling example, how many kitchen leads do you need in order to hit that sales goal? How many bathroom leads and so on? You know, this is, again, the value of tracking and understanding your average job size and your gross profits and your leads and your sales and all those things are massively huge when it comes to planning your new year. This is what I found. If I don't have a specific target for every offering that I get, that I have, every income stream that we have, if I don't have a specific target for that, then I'm very insecure about going into the new year. I want to know what we need to hit. I want to rally the team around those things and kick some serious ass. And then what I do, I go and break down what will our marketing strategies be, okay, to reach these goals, to hit these targets. I generally have 3 marketing strategies in my business, in my businesses. When I coach people, I usually start with helping people create 3 overall strategies that will get them closer to those targets. Now, you cannot create a strategy if you don't have a clear goal. You need to know what you're trying to hit. Again, back to the remodeling example. If I know that, you know, one of my goals is X amount of revenue, X amount of kitchens, whatever it is, then it's much easier to come up with a strategy. So I'll give you 2 of my strategies here in the fight going into 2022. I would give you my 3rd, but it's kind of it's still in the works with my team. We're still going to flesh some things out. But so for example, and guys, here's the funny thing. These 2 strategies I'm going to share with you are the same no matter what business I would have right now as well. I could open up another, you know, painting business tomorrow. These would be my top 2 strategies, okay? I can open up, you know, a restaurant and it would be this, all right? Not that I'd open up a restaurant, but hopefully you get the point. Marketing strategy number 1 for my company is we will be the best educators. Now, you're listening to this, I'm educating you. I'm teaching you. You watch Contractor Fight TV. You read my book, whatever. See our social media posts. Guys, we are constantly educating. Now, that is a strategy. What you didn't hear me say is our strategy is to do podcasts. Our strategy is to do video. Those are tactics. And that's where so many of you guys go wrong, okay, is you start with tactics and you're like, I'm going to do Google ads and I'm going to do Facebook ads and I'm going to do a truck wrap and I'm going to do a, you know, I'm going to write a blog. I'm going to join a networking group. I'm going to do direct mail. These are tactics that you're just throwing all over the place. And one of the biggest mistakes that we see with home improvement contractors as a whole is that you are starting with tactics instead of with your strategies. So hopefully that makes sense. But our first is to be the best educators. And then what we do is we break down what our tactics will be to support those strategies. Okay. 2nd strategy that we have here in the fight is a red carpet. We will provide a red carpet experience. All right. So a tactic for that, like last year, the tactic was to hire a relationship manager, which we did. Her name's Nicole. She's been with us since February of 2021. She's knocking it out of the park, doing a great job. Everything we do in the fight, we spent the better part of this year revamping a lot of our programs. We brought our Contractor Sales Academy under the umbrella of the Contractor Fight since I owned both companies, and it was confusing to people, and it was providing a shittier experience than we're capable of giving, okay? You know, it's the way we communicate. It's the way our platforms, our coaching site behind the scenes and all that, how it works, how it looks, where people can find things. It's working with my coaches and our team to just make sure that we're always keeping that client experience top of mind. And we're doing everything we can to control how you all feel, okay? And the reason I bring that up, Ed Milette said once on a coaching call I was on, he said, your customers are always feeling something. Make sure you're in charge of what they're feeling. And I really took that to heart, okay? So those are our top 2 strategies here for marketing the fight going into 2022. And guys, on the marketing thing, I want to just take a minute here and make sure that you are aware that if you are not generating high quality kick-ass leads from your website consistently that are leading to high profit work, then you need to talk to Logan and the team over at Contractor Growth Network. You can go to contractorfight.com/CGN, or you could just hit the link in the description here. But I know one of the big benefits of having Logan and his team work with you is that they'll actually help you also determine that ideal client, how you can communicate with them online, how they're going to you're going to be more attractive to them. And then a cool thing, they teach you a sales system, guys. It helps you to sell without selling. All right. You just need a great tool, and their system gives you a new way to sell without dropping your prices or having to convince people to work with you. It works. What Logan and his team have built with their sales system works incredibly with our Shin Fu sales training process that we teach. And those two things hand in hand are game changers. So head to thecontractorfight.com/CGN and check out Logan and what he's got, his team has over there for you. All right. Seriously, get on the phone and have a conversation. All right. Then I get into, after I get into the marketing, I just kind of do another review of my competitors. Okay. Who's my competition that's out there? This is a kind of a weird thing for me to share right now because I don't give my competitors a whole lot of attention. I really don't care what they're doing. I don't care what they're charging. I really don't see my competitors as my competition because I just focus on us and our team. Okay. So I just want to be very clear there. I'm not freaked out by it. There's not like, I don't have a target on somebody's ass that I'm trying to take down, or I'm just trying to go, hey, we're going to do what we do. We're going to do it really well. Other people are going to do what they do really well. And I know there's plenty for everybody out there. And if nothing else, I look to build relationships with a lot of my competitors. Shit, I have a lot of them on the show here as guests from time to time. I promote their books and things like that. And so, however, I just do kind of a competition flyby, if you want to call it that. And then what I also do is I focus on what is our advantage, okay, versus all the other companies that are out there. And one of the things I'll be having my team do when we get together in person here in a couple of weeks and we're going over our plan for the year is I'm going to have them do this like I did. But I just went through and I looked at their websites and their content and all this other stuff. And then I asked myself the question, what is our advantage? And then that way we're just all clear. We'll have some discussion around what is our advantage? Why does it make sense for somebody to work with us and who's not a good fit for us and those types of things? But it's just a good review that we do. And then I established the KPIs or the metrics, key performance indicators, metrics that we are going to focus on for the year that support those goals for those income streams that I mentioned earlier or those marketing strategies that I mentioned earlier. Okay, so, and I'll just be authentic here, guys. We have our 100K contractor program, which is a group thing. We have our Shin Fu Sales Mastermind, which is a group thing. I have a goal going into 2022. Of how many people, how many members, companies we want in each of those programs, right? Because I reverse engineered the math. Another big thing that I track that we do here in the fight, and this is unique for every business, and you got to find your own stuff. This is why you need to track your stuff. But we know when our email list grows, we make more money as a company. All right. So one of the other metrics that we literally track every single week in our team meeting year round is how many new email subscribers do we have? All right. And then what actions can we take? All right. That's also a marketing tactic, right? Of how we can add value, be the best educator through that. If you see our Friday Fight emails that go out, you'll see that Roz and my team have done a great job, mostly Roz, of putting together some of the content that we have out there and pushing it out to the world, educating and adding value. Okay. So those are things that we track. So you need to determine what those metrics are. All right. So that being said, then we end it with, now, when I say this is a one-page plan, guys, doesn't mean that, you know, like my marketing section will be broken out on another document, usually a spreadsheet or something that we use, right? And we go into more detail. But this is just kind of the contractor fight attack plan at a glance, all right? And then I wrap it up. I have each one of us do this individually. And if my team's listening to this right now, they're like, we didn't get it yet this year. It's because I'm sending it out this week because I'm just finishing mine. And then we'll have these in time for our meeting when we get together in person. All right, but it's doing a SWOT analysis, SWOT, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Now, strengths and weaknesses are generally, what are the internal factors? What are the internal things in my company, in our company that are strong and weak? Okay. And I list three or four things under each. External factors are the opportunities and the threats. So what are some opportunities in the market? What are some threats to things? And these are things that are generally somewhat outside of our control. They're external factors. So one thing that I put here, I'll just share with you guys, one of my threats that I put was what could happen in the economy with inflation. And then I put an asterisk on this one, because then I put kind of, though, not really, because this is only going to be a problem if we take our foot off the gas. Then it'll be a threat to us. All right. We typically grow when the economy struggles, all right, in this company here. Opportunities. I'll give you another example. These are things that are outside factors. You know, one of the opportunities for the fight is there's a never-ending number of new contractors. You know, if you take that threat I talked about a minute ago with the economy taking a dive, people getting laid off and all this other stuff, well, there's a lot of people that actually go start contracting businesses. All right. So we just have to have our eyes on that. I'm just kind of pulling the curtain back here a little more. I'll share a couple more things. I'll share one of the weaknesses that we have right now going on in our company, you guys, is what I call high friction marketing. Yes, we're working to be the best educators and all that other thing and produce a ton of content and help people, but it takes a lot of manpower, takes a lot of time, takes a lot of effort, takes a lot of money. Okay. I have an amazing team and I think we do a great job of this, but it's still pretty high friction. And so earlier this year, 2021, a few months ago, I hired a phenomenal Facebook ads guy. I'll be talking more about that relationship in another episode coming up because he's going to come on the show. But because we were such high friction, I was like, you know, we got to do a better job of putting some things on autopilot here with our ads and really dig into that. And so we did, and it's actually working out really well, but it has been a weakness. Strengths of ours in the fight, the brand. We have an incredibly strong brand. Another strength is our team. I have the best team on the planet when it comes to helping home improvement contractors. And then another one that I put here for a strength is the culture in our community. I just think we have a really strong culture in our community. And guys, this is my take. This is why I have my team do these things with me. The key players on my team, they sit down and they put their brains on this as well. Then we sit down and then we flesh this stuff out. All right. And then what we do is we finalize the plan. We might make some tweaks to the marketing strategy. We might make some tweaks to, you know, some of the metrics or KPIs, might tweak something on our values, whatever it is. But now we're all unified going into the new year. And then before we hit the ground running in the new year, then we break this plan up and we assign who's responsible for these metrics and these targets and these strategies and these things that we've been talking about. And then those are the things that we hold ourselves accountable to every week in our team meeting. You know, so like I talked about email subscribers. Well, Neil's my right-hand guy here in the fight. And Neil is the email god of all gods, if there ever were one, okay? He's phenomenal at what he does. And so he's the one that owns that and he reports on it and this and that, okay? Roz does the tactical stuff over there with putting the emails together and blah, blah, blah. Someone will own, you know, what's happening in our different membership groups. And we track things like churn, which means people leaving, what percentage of members leave and roll out of the program each month and things like that. Our churn is very, very low. Very few people leave because we are really focused on it each and every week. And this comes back to what we've talked about here before, you guys, is that what you focus on improves. Okay. If you want something to get better, you need to give it attention. You need to put your eyes on it on a regular basis, or it's not going to get better. Okay. So anyway, I hope this helps a little bit as you start thinking about going into the new year, 2022, or any year, whenever you're listening to this. This is just a glimpse. There's a lot more to what we do as a team to put our plan together, but that was just kind of the 30,000 foot flyover. Super appreciate you guys hanging out here on the fight. Listen, I want to remind you that we have a Q&A episode that drops on Thursdays where Dan and I sit down and we answer some questions. So if you have a question that you would like Dan and I to answer, just send an email to help@thecontractorfight.com and in the subject line, put podcast. And then the team knows to send it on for a question for us. Super appreciate you guys. Keep kicking ass out there. Finish this year strong. Step on the damn gas and run through the finish line. No coasting. Run all the way through. Or as we used to tell our football players, you play until the last echo of the whistle on each play. Not the start of the whistle, the end of the whistle. The echo of the whistle. And that's how you need to finish this month, next month, and the next month, and finish the year incredibly. And I promise you, you will see some massive success. All right. Because it'll create momentum. So appreciate you guys. You guys rock. I got to roll. Travis, rock us out. See you later.